News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A wet start to your Tuesday morning. Light showers all over the northern Gulf Coast. Details with Dr. Bill coming up. First, we'll check the ride in here on Mobile Mornings with Kane in traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the pits, it's on stowing and recovery traffic. And we do have an accident with injuries already this morning at Moffitt and Wolfridge. Officers are there. Also, watch your speed in those school zones again this morning. It'll be back down to 15 miles an hour as school bus is already traveling. No other accidents or delays. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Come see the brand new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot Revere double wide and pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. Own a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water, beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, Tuesday style. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Of course, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. On the website, you can grab podcasts, stream the show, find show schedules, get the online opinion poll question, and the top news stories of the day, all waiting for you this morning over at fmtalk1065.com. Now we'll check in with Kelly for headlines and the latest on timber in the state of Alabama. What happened with Hurricane Michael?
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The effects of Hurricane Michael still being felt as Alabama Forestry Commission and their officials are estimating this morning that at least $20 million in timber in Houston County has been lost due to that Cat 4 storm. Officials surveying the land found about 42,357 forested acres were destroyed by that storm. Around 13,396 acres of pine, 2,879 acres of hardwood, and 26,082 acres of mixed pine and hardwood all lost. If you are a forest owner, you're encouraged to survey your property as soon as possible, since officials say storm-damaged timber should be recovered quickly if it is to be utilized. Drying timber can also create fuel for wildfires, and compromised timber can also be more susceptible to southern pine beetle attacks. If your timber property sustained damage from Hurricane Michael, you're encouraged to call the Alabama Forestry Commission at 334-260-6260. Also, you can follow them online at forestry.alabama.gov. Being timely and being accurate pays off. The federal government has awarded the Alabama Department of Human Resources $2.4 million in performance bonuses for their timeliness and accuracy in administering the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Formerly called food stamps, the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded DHR a bonus of $1.1 million for an application timeliness process rate of 97% in 2017. The USDA awarded DHR a bonus of $1.3 million for a quality control error rate of 4.87% in 2016. The national rate was 23.47%. DHR can use the performance bonuses for SNAP-related expenses like investments in technology, improvements in administration and distribution, and actions to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are still searching for a killer in Santa Rosa County. They hope the public can help them find a car connected to the murder. They're looking for a 2015 blue Chevy Cruze with a Florida license plate 059RUB. 21-year-old Tyler Howell of Milton was found dead from a gunshot on the side of John Hamm Road off Highway 87 late Sunday night. The Mobile County Commission will give the University of South Alabama $2.5 million to create a student-athlete facility. The new 7,800-square-foot facility will be called the Mobile County Center for Academic Success. It'll be located at the university's new stadium compound and will serve the more than 400 student athletes at USA. Officials say the investment gets them a step closer to having their on-campus football stadium by 2020. The Mobile County Public School System is having its magnet school drawing early this year. There are five key dates parents need to be aware of. November 5th, applications become available online. December 1st, the school system will host a magnet school showcase at Murphy High School. December 10th is the first drawing. May 29th, the final deadline to apply. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2018 World Series begins tonight with the Boston Red Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers meeting in Boston for Game 1. Chris Sale is expected to start on the mound for Boston, while Clayton Kershaw will get the start for L.A. Here's Kershaw speaking with the media.
I mean, I really want to win the World Series. I think that's no different than the other 50 guys in both locker rooms, though. I think the only difference maybe is that because we've gotten so close in the past, because we've gotten to go to the postseason, we're a little bit spoiled in our expectations every year with the Dodgers, which is a great thing.
The Dodgers played in last year's World Series, losing in 7 games to the Houston Astros. The Red Sox are the betting favorite to win the series. Boston last won the series in 2013 in 6 games over St. Louis, while Los Angeles is aiming for its first championship since 1988. The Dodgers and the Red Sox have met once before in the World Series, all the way back in 1916. That was when...
That was a great series.
Back then. That's when Boston beat Brooklyn behind a big game from a little-known pitcher named Babe Ruth.
Wow.
First pitch tonight scheduled for 7:09 p.m. On Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New York Giants 23-20. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan threw for 379 yards and this 47-yard touchdown to Marvin Hall.
Ryan wants all of it, and he's able to get it! Marvin Hall!
Julio Jones added 9 receptions for 104 yards, and this year he has 812 yards receiving, but still no touchdown receptions.
Yikes.
Last season, Julio finished with 1,444 yards and only 3 touchdown catches. The Falcons' record now moves to 3-4 following 2 straight wins, while the Giants' record fell to 1-6. Former Alabama wide receiver Amari Cooper is now a Dallas Cowboy. On Monday, the Cowboys acquired Cooper from the Oakland Raiders for a 2019 first-round pick. Oakland will now have 3 first-round picks in 2019 after also getting the Chicago Bears selection in last month's Khalil Mack trade. Oakland, of course, getting ready to move to Las Vegas next season. Cooper was the 4th overall pick taken in the 2015 draft. He has 22 catches for 280 yards and a touchdown in 6 games this season. He opened his career with back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons and made the Pro Bowl twice, but since then his numbers have fallen. Sad news last night from a WWE star and Pensacola native, Roman Reigns, whose real name is Liotti Joseph Inouye, announced on Monday Night Raw that he has leukemia. Reigns announced that he was first diagnosed with leukemia 11 years ago, but that it has returned and he must relinquish his championship belt as he fights the battle for his life. The college basketball season begins on Tuesday, November the 6th. Yesterday, the Associated Press released the preseason top 25 poll, and it should be a fun year in the SEC. The SEC had the second most ranked teams of any conference with 5. Kentucky's ranked 2nd with 19 first-place votes. Number 6, the Tennessee Vols. Auburn comes into the season ranked number 11. That's the program's highest ranking since 2000. Mississippi State is number 18. And LSU wraps up the pack at number 23. The Kansas Jayhawks checked in at number 1, earning the top spot to start a season for the 3rd time in program history, and the ACC had the most teams ranked of any conference. Tonight, it's the annual battle for the belt between the South Alabama Jaguars and the Troy Trojans. The Jaguars are 2-5 this season, with both wins coming in home games at Ladd Peoples Stadium. South is coming off a 45-7 win over Alabama State. The Trojans have a 5-2 record, but they'll be without quarterback Caleb Barker, who tore his ACL on October 4th. In their first game without the leading passer, the Trojans lost on October 13th to Liberty University, 22-16. Trojans are favored tonight to win by 13, but it's usually a close rivalry game, and it all starts at Ladd Peoples tonight at 7 and will air on ESPN2. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you ready for a big Sony TV? At Bailey's TV, you'll find the biggest, baddest Sony TV you'll ever own. How about a 65-inch? Would you believe $11.99?
Want to go bigger?
Try this out. A Sony 75-inch, now just $22.99.
Or how about the biggest?
Would you pay $39.99 for a huge 85-inch? Get one now at Bailey's. That's right, just $39.99 for an 85-inch Sony. All these large Sonys are 4K smart TVs. Great, super bad, super big TVs. Get them while they last at Bailey's TV, Government and Lakeside. 666-0444.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bomb Bomb. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11. Your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning, everyone, for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. We do have a couple of accidents, one at Moffitt and Wolfridge Road. That's going to be with entries. Also another one at Spring Hill Avenue between Mobile Infirmary Drive and Mobile Infirmary Boulevard. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Do have some showers over into Baldwin County, some sprinkles, so be careful. Might find some wet roadways on the way in this morning. It's $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. All of our signature and gourmet pizzas are just $10, or get a stuffed pizza for just $2 more. It's $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Now, rain welcomes you when you walk out the door this morning for your morning commute. It's going to be with us off and on throughout the week. Details on that with Dr. Bill coming your way just about 12 minutes from right now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin this morning across the bay as the Fairhope Police Department says yes, they will continue using body cams, even though NYPD police recalled the very same equipment after one exploded last weekend. 3,000 Vavoo brand LE5 body cams have been recalled effective Sunday. That recall is expected to be complete by December. The body cam explosion occurred Saturday night by an officer on shift at the 121st Precinct on the northwestern shore of Staten Island. The officer was wearing a camera at the time but was not injured by the explosion. Officers wearing the devices were told to stop wearing them immediately and hand them back to the department. The LE5 style, manufactured by Axon, is used in more than 40 cities. It has a lithium battery with a 12-hour recording time. NYPD says that the cameras had, quote, potential for the battery inside the camera to ignite, but did not say that the camera involved suffered from an explosive battery. Back here in Fairhope, Sergeant Craig Sawyer says his department has not experienced any issues with their cameras, saying, quote, we charge all of our cameras in the station rather than in police vehicles. The manufacturer's current guidelines suggest not leaving the cameras charging unattended in direct sunlight. We follow those guidelines. The Vice President of Global Communications for Axon says a company is working with police to investigate the situation. When it comes to the unemployment rate here in the state of Alabama, we're hovering around the 4.1% mark. The Alabama Department of Labor says a record 2.1 million people are working in the state. Those figures were released last Friday and show Alabama's jobless rate for September is unchanged from August. The state's unemployment rate of 4.1 is slightly worse than the national average of 3.7%. Shelby County and Metro Birmingham has the state's lowest unemployment rate at 2.8%. Wilcox County in western Alabama has the highest jobless rate at 9.3%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did you say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, that's probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were you talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
625 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad you're here. On the way, we'll talk more about Turkish President Erdogan has promised the details of Jamal Khashoggi's killing will be revealed in all its nakedness, to quote that president, an address he'll make before Parliament today in Turkey. This is some of the spin I'm hearing out of the Saudis is it's like a kids making up a story that keeps having to add on to that. You know, there was a party, and the parents heard there was a party at the house, and now they've come up, and I'm not minimizing the death and brutal death and dismemberment of a journalist. I'm just saying the way they keep at, you know, that first it was an accident, then it was a fight, then it was that he was choked because he was screaming out, and they were, I mean, you know, this is really getting to be laid on thick here by the Saudis, and it's, we'll see with the Turks. Now, understand, not saying that this didn't happen and this brutal murder did not happen, but the Turks also have a reason in Middle East politics to try to run the Saudis into the ground, too, for political gain.
And Erdogan also asking for Saudi Arabia to send the 18 suspects to Turkey. Part of me thinks that Saudi Arabia will not be doing that.
Is that part all 100% of you?
Yeah, should be the entire part.
Yeah, they won't do that. But it's so there's two things, and it's going to be one of these deals where no matter what somebody says, they're going to be critiqued, whether it's the president or somebody else. But understand that you can look at this and say, the Saudis have literally blood on their hands in this situation, and their story making as it continues to be laid on thicker and thicker. Okay, well, this time it was they admit a little bit more or make up some new wrinkle. But also understand that there's a situation that the Turks could be operating from two levels, maybe outraged that this went on in their country, and maybe they see this for political gain in the Middle East. It's quite the discussion of realpolitik that is happening on this story, and we'll talk more about this as you have this big monetary conference going on, Davos in the desert, and a lot of people not there. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is not going to this. We have some, you know, a lot of countries out there just saying they're not going to be part of anything in Saudi Arabia right now. So we'll see how this goes forward. Also coming up, Mobile County. I think this is pretty interesting. After all, and today, of course, Mobile City Council Day, after all the debate for the city of Mobile giving money or not giving money for the stadium out at USA, Mobile County, who at one point, remember Mobile County was the one that said, yeah, we're probably not going to do anything or we'll do less. They've now stepped up, and Mobile County will give money to a Jag stadium.
A quarter of what South Alabama was originally asking for, they're going to give $2.5 million. But it's not for the stadium, Sean. It's for an academic support center in the stadium.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different then.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police need your help finding a man wanted for questioning in connection with a deadly shooting over the weekend in Mobile. Police are looking for Miles Caples. They believe he may know something about a shooting on Raven Drive Saturday afternoon. Last night, 23-year-old Patrick Johnson was charged with the murder of Justin Mooney. As he was being taken to Metro Jail, Johnson had plenty to say.
Who is Toyota? I don't want to hear shit. Who is Toyota? He lied on me. All that you said. Who supposed to be Duke Toyota here? Who is that? Lying on me.
Johnson is in Metro Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Before his arrest, a candlelight vigil was held for Justin Mooney on Raven Drive. Mooney was said to be caught in the crossfires. The suspects targeted two other people in that shooting this past Saturday. Early voting is underway in Florida. Polls are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Escambia County. For the first time, early voting is available on several college campuses, including the University of West Florida. The polls will remain open for early voting until November 3rd. Election day is November 6th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
President Trump is hardening his line on immigration, firing up campaign rallies with unsubstantiated claims, including one that the migrant caravan heading toward the southern U.S. border contains Middle Easterners. Correspondent Abby Phillip reports from the White House that there's no backing down on that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that the administration does have evidence of the president's claim.
Absolutely, we have, and we know that this is a continuing problem.
But failed to back up Trump's assertion with facts.
The caravan is now 1,000 miles from the border crossing at McAllen, Texas. Turkish President Erdogan said this morning that he wants Saudi Arabia to allow 18 suspects now detained for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi to be tried in Turkish courts. Police in Wisconsin are beginning another ground search this morning for missing 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who hasn't been seen since her parents were killed in their home in the town of Barron over a week ago. China has opened up the world's longest sea crossing bridge, 34 miles long, linking Hong Kong to the mainland. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. For all the anticipation about whether someone will finally snag the gigantic Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots, the games come down to two things: simple math and very long odds. But there are some quirks and surprises about the math equations that likely will soon vault someone into stratospheric wealth after the jackpots grew for months without a winner. The biggest quirk starts with this fact: the advertised $1.6 billion Mega Millions prize, the world's largest ever jackpot lottery, and $620 million Powerball prize aren't quite real. That is, those are the amounts you'd be paid if you chose an annuity doled out over 29 years. Saudi Arabia plans to sign deals worth more than $50 billion in the oil, gas, industries, and infrastructure sectors at an investment conference in Riyadh. The deals will be signed with companies including Total, Hyundai, Schlumberger, Halliburton, and Baker Hughes. On Wall Street, though, futures pointing to a sharply lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you
you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so a wet start on our Tuesday today.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of rain now over the Gulf of Mexico, and it's basically affecting the coastal counties of our area in Mississippi, northwest Florida, and southwest Alabama. Much of that activity is moving from west to east. It's largely due to an upper air disturbance that's moving through. And we also have a warm front, which is right near the coast. So that combination should give us off and on showers through the day. It's going to keep the temperature in the low 70s, which is a little bit below normal. And again, a good chance for showers throughout the day and on into the evening, and then tapering off through the evening hours. Tonight, then, mostly cloudy. As I just mentioned, a few evening showers are possible. We will cool down into the upper 50s. And then a cool front will move in tomorrow and give us some partly cloudy skies, some sunshine, and a high tomorrow in the mid-70s. But then, some more action here. A low-pressure system off the South Texas coast. It's going to start moving east. It's been hanging around South Texas now for several days. But it's going to start moving to the east right along the Gulf Coast. It's going to be energized by the remnants of Hurricane Willa that came into the west coast of Mexico. And, of course, it's lost most of its organizations, moves across Mexico. But it's going to help out with that low-pressure area in the way of rainfall. So tomorrow, we're going to see numerous showers. High will be around 70 degrees with the showers off and on through tomorrow night. Then on Friday, that storm system moves on to the east, over into the Florida Panhandle, and we'll start to see gradual clearing on Friday. And we'll still call it mostly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, and high on Friday in the upper 60s. Then a cold front comes in, comes out of the Great Plains, sweeps across our area on Saturday, giving us sunny skies and a high of 72, and then plenty of sunshine on Sunday. Again, a high of 72 degrees. So looks like we're really going to get a nice weekend, but we're going to have to put up with widespread rain on Thursday.
So this is the what will end up coming here in the rainfall is Willa, which was up to a Category 5, right, hurricane at one point?
Yeah, it was a Category 5, and it should make landfall on the West Coast. It looks like about a Category 3 or 4. And any storm that moves into that area of west coast of Mexico then has to cross the high mountains, and that really breaks it up. But there'll be enough of a low-pressure disturbance that was going to merge in with the area of South Texas, and then it'll start to move on to the east across the Gulf of Mexico.
Wow. All right, and that brings the rain here. And you said rainfall totals, how much are we looking at?
It's possible that Thursday and Thursday night we could pick up a couple of inches of rain. You know, we've only had 0.08 so far for the month, but we may get a couple of inches of rain, maybe a little bit more in some areas. If you take into account late, early on Thursday through Thursday and Thursday night.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also tropical weather expert, watching hurricane season for us the whole way through the end of hurricane season. And why I say it that way is national news will have you think that was at the end of September or maybe here in October, but it actually goes till pretty close to the end of November. So we're still in. Is there a tracker app for the caravan that's moving towards the?
There should be, right? Kind of like the Santa radar,
right? You can Santa or the where they have the sharks in the Gulf, right? You can look and you find a. Because I wonder. Basically, what I was thinking is, here comes this hurricane. It's going to cross Mexico.
Ooh.
To get into the Gulf, right into Texas.
That is something I have not thought about.
It's probably to the. I mean, my best guess right now, without having the Migrant Caravan Tracker app going on. I would imagine the hurricane and the bulk of the winds from that would cross to the north of where the caravan is, probably.
With a quick little Google, I have found a Business Insider article that says they have a map, and they do. And it looks like they would be cutting. Right now, they're just west of Guatemala. So unless they pick up speed very quickly, I believe the storm will pass north of them.
North of them. Okay.
That's
so everything,
right.
Everything will be good. All right. 640 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic right now. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center Axed, it's now at Ziegler Boulevard and David Langham Drive West. Spring Hill and Mobile Infirmary Drive in Wolfridge and Moffitt, both of those are without injuries. Or with injuries, we've got another one off of Moffitt and Chingdary Road. That's going to be without injuries. Traffic flow looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway with some sprinkles in Baldwin County. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value, and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000 maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
642 FM Talk 106.5. So there you have it. Dr. Bill talks about pretty rainy off and on throughout this week. And cooler, though. High today just barely making 70, 62 now. And let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is a story that we have been following very closely. A hit-and-run accident which claimed the life of a Mobile teacher last week. The man accused of being behind the wheel, 25-year-old Bailey Hobson, he was not granted bond during a hearing in district court on Monday. Hobson hit Charlotte Skoda. She was 71 years old and was well-known for teaching at Faith Academy. He hit her after leaving from a domestic violence incident on October the 16th. Mobile police say they believe he then stole the vehicle of a Good Samaritan that stopped to offer assistance. As for Hobson, he's charged with DUI manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident, kidnapping first, robbery third, and domestic violence third, and assault third. All that according to court records. He was already on probation for assaulting a police officer in Escambia County, Florida. Hobson pleaded not guilty. As for Ms. Skoda, she was laid to rest last Saturday. Halloween is fast approaching and kids are picking out their Halloween costumes, and many parents and grandparents are picking out the best neighborhoods to score the best candy. But not so fast, says law enforcement. Do you know if you're knocking on the door of a sex offender? The Aaliyah Sex Offender Registry Unit wants you to check their database and contact them if you have any questions. The website is updated regularly, and it contains information for sex offenders whose information is allowed to be published by law. The legislature's purpose, they say, is providing this data to make the information more easily available and accessible. If you have questions, call 334-353-1172 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. You also can log on to app.alea.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners get $6,250 total cash allowance on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, schedule a test drive, and get great deals on light-duty, heavy-duty, and commercial Ram trucks, all worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners get $6,250 total cash allowance on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. Don't miss this great offer. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days to be eligible. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by October 31st, 2018. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are still searching for a killer in Santa Rosa County. They hope the public can help them find a car connected to the murder. They're looking for a 2015 blue Chevy Cruze with a Florida license plate 059RUB. 21-year-old Tyler Howell of Milton was found dead from a gunshot on the side of John Hamm Road off Highway 87 late Sunday night. The Mobile County Commission will give the University of South Alabama $2.5 million to create a student-athlete facility. The new 7,800-square-foot facility will be called the Mobile County Center for Academic Success. It'll be located at the university's new stadium compound and will serve the more than 400 student athletes at USA. Officials say the investment gets them a step closer to having their on-campus football stadium by 2020. The Mobile County Public School System is having its magnet school drawing early this year. There are five key dates parents need to be aware of. November 5th, applications become available online. December 1st, the school system will host a magnet school showcase at Murphy High School. December 10th is the first drawing. May 29th, the final deadline to apply. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
647 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 World Series begins tonight with the Boston Red Sox and Los Angeles Dodgers meeting in Boston for Game 1. Chris Sale is expected to start on the mound for Boston, while Clayton Kershaw will get the start for L.A. Here's Kershaw speaking with the media.
I mean, I really want to win the World Series. I think that's no different than the other 50 guys in both locker rooms, though. I think the only difference maybe is that because we've gotten so close in the past, because we've gotten to go to the postseason, we're a little bit spoiled in our expectations every year with the Dodgers, which is a great thing.
The Dodgers played in last year's World Series, losing in 7 games to the Houston Astros. The Red Sox are the betting favorite to win the series. Boston last won the series in 2013 in 6 games over St. Louis, while Los Angeles is aiming for its first championship since 1988. The Dodgers and Red Sox have met once before in the World Series, back in 1916, with Boston beating Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Dodgers, behind a big game from pitcher Babe Ruth. First pitch tonight scheduled for 7:09 p.m. On Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New York Giants 23-20. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan threw for 379 yards and this 47-yard touchdown to Marvin Hall.
Ryan walks all of it, and he's able to get it! Marvin Hall!
Julio Jones added 9 receptions for 104 yards and now has 812 yards receiving this season, but still no touchdown receptions. Last season, Julio finished with 1,444 yards and only 3 touchdown catches. Falcons' record now moves to 3-4 following 2 straight wins, while the Giants' record falls to 1-6. Former Alabama wide receiver Amari Cooper is now a Dallas Cowboy. On Monday, the Cowboys acquired Cooper from the Oakland Raiders for a 2019 first-round pick. Oakland, who's moving to Las Vegas next season, will now have 3 first-round picks in 2019 after also also getting the Chicago Bears selection in last month's Khalil Mack trade. Cooper was the fourth overall pick, taken in the 2015 draft. He has 22 catches for 280 yards and a touchdown in six games this season. He opened his career with back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons and made the Pro Bowl twice, but his numbers have fallen the past 2 years. And I learned last night, he's only 6 months older than Calvin Ridley, the rookie receiver for the Atlanta Falcons, even though Cooper's been in the league for 4 years now. 24 years old, Amari
Somebody
Cooper.
Was held back 4 years or what?
Must have been. I'm not sure. I think Cooper is a young guy, and Ridley is maybe a normal-aged guy. I'm not sure, but that was really surprising to me.
So did that come up during Sports Night?
We talked about that a little bit on Sports Night last night, that's for sure. But big news for the former Alabama receiver. And sad news last night from a WWE star and Pensacola native, Roman Reigns, announced on Monday Night Raw that he has leukemia. Yeah. Reigns announced that he was first diagnosed with leukemia 11 years ago, but that it has returned and he must relinquish his championship belt as he fights the battle for his life. Tonight is the annual battle for the belt between the South Alabama Jaguars and the Troy Trojans. The Jags are 2-5 with both wins coming in home games at Ladd Peebles Stadium. South is coming off a 45-7 win over Alabama State, while the Trojans have a 5-2 record but will be without quarterback Caleb Barker, who tore his ACL on October 4th. In their first game without the leading passer, Trojans lost on October 13th to Liberty, 22-16. Trojans are favored tonight to win by 13, but it's usually a close rivalry game between these two. And it all starts at Ladd Peebles tonight at 7. It'll air on ESPN2 if you can't make it to the game. 6:51 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have a new accident down northbound 65 right off the Government Street exit. Also, we've got one at Moffitt and Chingberry without injuries. Spring Hill and Mobile Infirmary Drive and Wolfridge and Moffitt are both with injuries. I've got another one clearing at Ziegler Boulevard and David Langham Drive West. The South Alabama football team hosting the Troy Trojans tonight at 7 p.m. at Ladd. Come early for the free concert and tailgate beginning at 4:30. Over 20 restaurants providing free food as well. Get your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 for Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Press 1 for English, press 2 to dial by name, press 3 to give up.
Sound familiar? We all have been there, trying to navigate the automated attendant for a real person that cares. When your internet and phones aren't working properly, it can be a chore contacting your service provider or making it a priority to fix. You can't talk to a human, and you're forced to troubleshoot with an auto attendant. Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, and we don't have robots to talk to or outsourced support staff. You call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals with quick service response times. You see, we know your local business and we care. We understand the critical need of your internet and phones to do business. We live down the street from you. We do business with you and we care about your success. We are so confident you'll love our service, we now offer a satisfaction guarantee on our agreements. Your big box service providers won't offer that kind of commitment. Call us to learn more about our satisfaction guarantee and to join our family of customers here at Harbor Communications. Or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5. And time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love wrestling, namely the WWE, well, you know the moves, the storyline, and the characters are all showstoppers and built around being fun. Well, that all changed last night as a man known as Roman Reigns announced that he is once again fighting for his life. Fighting leukemia. The 33-year-old Pensacola native says that he's taking a leave of absence to focus on his health and treatment. He made the announcement on Monday night's Raw. He says he was first diagnosed with leukemia more than a decade ago, but it's been in remission since he was 22 years old. He says, quote, "I will beat this. I will be back, and you will see me very, very soon." WWE says that Roman Reigns is taking his fight with leukemia public, quote, "in an effort to raise awareness and funds for research in order to advance cures for the disease." He was known as a high school standout football player at Pensacola Catholic High School and later Escambia High School. He also played college ball for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. If you have ever been in downtown Mobile and realized you didn't have any change to feed the meter and you were worried about getting a parking ticket, help could soon be on the way if the Mobile City Council approves the City of Mobile to install new parking meters, which would allow you to pay using your credit card or a mobile app or the old-fashioned coins. And that's not all, as they say. New signage would alert you of open parking spaces, time limits, and costs. According to the news release earlier this year, the city requested proposals for parking management services for on-street parking in downtown. And after a comprehensive review process, the city selected Republic Parking, as parking will then be responsible for meter installation, payment collection, and parking ambassadors, among other duties. The contract is set to be on today's City Council agenda. As for parking enforcement times and days, that will remain the same Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Dalton and I were just having a conversation. November 4th, is that when we return to standard time?
That's correct. The morning of November 4th, so overnight between the 3rd and 4th is when you'll be changing your clocks.
You know, it's just, we'll enjoy it till then, because I'm sure we'll open up the text line. Some people disagree, and I get it. It depends on your job. And people say, well, you know, it was for the farmers is why, you know, you had to have the time move back. Listen, if like farmers that are milking cows, they do it inside a barn anyways with lights. I mean, moving the clock doesn't change an actual number of hours of daylight that there are.
Really?
There's people like, well, you'll get another hour of daylight. I said, no, you'll get another hour. It doesn't magically create it.
And the tractors now, do they have lights also?
They do have light and GPS. you set the GPS on rows and it keeps you on. For the rest of us, I mean, would you rather on election day have it kind of dim light if you go in to vote early or have it hard dark when you go to vote late? I mean,
give me the first option.
Yeah, I would rather have light in the afternoon when I get home.
We'll be changing the clocks the night after the big Alabama LSU game.
Oh, yeah, there's that too, when the lights went out, something like that. All right, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.